It was a good thing for the amount of effort we put in, but ultimately we weren't good enough, and it's no surprise they're top of the table. You know, championship teams or teams that can get promotion, that's what they do. You know, they win it to the death there, even when they probably haven't played that well or have been outplayed by, you know, a good Esher side today that's had a lot of passion, a lot of energy, and that's got us a long way through the game. But ultimately, we weren't good enough, simple as that.
And certainly in the first half, you seem to have the advantage in terms of possession. You know, it was a moment down by the try line where it kept it in amongst the forwards. Perhaps it should have gone wide at that time, and that could ultimately have been the difference.
Of course, exactly. I mean, you know, their defence on that line was outstanding. There's been plenty of games this year and we've been in the same position and we just barged a waiver and got a try. But, you know, like any team that wants to be successful, you know, it's hard getting to the top. You have to stay there, and, you know, they showed today how much it means to stay at the top, and I have to applaud them for that. I cannot fault my lads' effort, but ultimately I think we've got to look at ourselves and say we just weren't good enough, because the amount of effort we put in today should with a good quality team should be enough to have won today, but we haven't won the game. So you have to think why. You know, simply it wasn't because of lack of effort; it's because we weren't good enough.
And you say that Ealing, you know, effectively they've got that winning habit, and there's certainly, I guess, an edge, an advantage to the players when you get used to winning. You kind of come to these matches, get to the tight bit at the end, and you expect to win.
Of course, exactly. I mean, I can remember from my Leicester days, it's a great trait to have, and a great ability as a group to have that belief that you never give up and you can sneak it at the end. And yeah, it showed. I mean, they're a group that's been together with very little change in the last two or three seasons. You know, and it shows in the way they play, the organisation, just the way the whole outfit runs. For us, you know, myself and Ricky and, you know, Chris helping out as well with the coaching, we've put a bit of a hodgepodge team together, in all honesty. We managed to keep a few lads from last year. We've looked around and found some absolute gems in Bibic and Smart, and then we've tried to plug the other areas of the team. I think if you look at the squad today, I mean, our pack, you know, once Kenchi gone off after 3 minutes, we're down to our sixth and seventh choice second row combination effectively, and we've still outdone them up front. So that's a huge credit to the boys. Look, in 12 months' time, you would see a vastly different Esher team. I'm sure of that, if we can keep this group together. And, you know, I think we're learning some really good lessons this season, and it will stand us in good stead for the future. You know, like I said, players like Bibic and Smart that haven't even played close to this level at any stage in their careers didn't look out of place there against the top team that's going to be probably in the Championship next year.